1 Kings chapter 3. And Solomon made affinity with Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and took Pharaoh's daughter and brought her into the city of David until he had made an end of building his own house and the house of Yahweh and the wall of Jerusalem round about. Only the people sacrificed in high places, because there was no house built to the name of Yahweh until those days. And Solomon loved Yahweh, walking in the statutes of David his father. Only he sacrificed and burnt incense in high places. And the king went to Gibeon to sacrifice there, for that was the great high place. 1,000 burnt offerings did Solomon offer upon that altar. In Gibeon Yahweh appeared to Solomon in a dream at night, and Yahweh said, "Ask what I shall give you." And Solomon said, "You've showed to your servant David, my father, great mercy, according as he walked before you in truth and in righteousness and in uprightness of heart with you, and you've kept for him this great kindness that you have given him a son to sit upon his throne, as it is this day. And now, O Yahweh, my Elohim, you've made your servant king instead of David, my father. And I am but a little child. I know not how to go out or come in. And your servant is in the midst of your people, which you have chosen, a great people that cannot be numbered nor counted for multitude. Give for this reason your servant an understanding heart to judge your people, so that I may discern between good and bad. For who is able to judge this, your so great people?" And the speech pleased Yahweh that Solomon had asked this thing. And Yahweh said to him, "Because you've asked this thing, and have not asked for yourself long life, nor have asked riches for yourself, nor have asked the life of your enemies be given to you, but have asked for yourself understanding to discern judgment, I have done according to your words. I have given you a wise and understanding heart, so that there was none like you before you, and neither after you shall any arise like you. And I have also given to you that which you have not asked for, both riches and honor, so that there shall not be any among the kings like to you all your days. And if you will walk in my ways, to keep my statutes and my commandments, as your father David did walk, then I will lengthen your days." And Solomon woke, and it was a dream. And he came to Jerusalem, and stood in front of the Ark of the Covenant of Yahweh, and offered up burnt offerings, and offered peace offerings, and made a feast to all his servants. And then came there two women, harlots, to the king, and stood in front of him. And the one woman said, "Oh, my master, I and this woman dwell in one house, and I was delivered of a child with her in the house. And it came to pass the third day after that I was delivered, that this woman was delivered also. And we were together. There was no stranger with us in the house, except for us two that were in the house. And this woman's child died in the night, because she laid upon it. And she rose up in midnight and took my son from beside me while your handmaid slept, and laid it in her bosom, and laid her dead child in my bosom. And when I rose up in the morning to give my child suck, behold, it was dead. But when I had considered it in the morning, behold, it was not my son which I did bear." And the other woman said, "No, but the living one is my son, and the dead is your son." And this said, "No, but the dead is your son, and the living is my son." And thus they spoke before the king. And then the king said, "The one says, 'This is my son that lives, and your son is the dead.' And the other says, 'No, but your son is the dead one, and my son is the living one.' And the king said, 'Bring me a sword.' And they brought a sword before the king. And the king said, 'Divide the living child in two, and give half to one and half to the other.' And then the woman spoke, whose living child was, to the king, for her bowels yearned upon her son. And she said, 'Oh, my master, give her the living child, and in no way slay it.' But the other said, 'Let it be neither mine nor yours, but divide it.' And then the king answered and said, 'Give her the living child, and in no way shall you kill it. She is the mother of that child.' And all Israel heard of the judgment which the king had judged, and they feared the king, for they saw the wisdom of Yahweh was in him to do judgment." End of chapter 3.